unprecedented amount of law enforcement.
This is a one-sided release of evidence. 85% of cases settled before trial.
This is all the staff that put together the whole show for ET and the Insider.
Honestly, I can't think of any issue where there one act, eating meat, causes so many sad consequences. Damage to the environment, damage to the wild horses, which I'm talking about today, and other wildlife, the environmental degradation, the cruelty to the animals, and damage to your own health, heart disease, diabetes, cancer.
Kindness, beauty, health, courage, and intelligence are characteristics personified by the effervescent and lovely lady featured on today's program. This week on Vegetarian Elite, we proudly present the first in a two-part series on award-winning television legal analyst and attorney Lisa Bloom, who is a champion of animal rights and the earth-saving vegan lifestyle. Ms. Bloom is a practicing trial attorney who uses her superb legal skills to defend the rights of women, children, and others. Her own successful Los Angeles-based law firm has recently represented high-profile cases for Michael Lohan, actress Lindsay Lohan's father, and Oksana Grigorieva, actor Mel Gibson's former girlfriend. It is not surprising that her reputation as an outstanding lawyer, coupled with natural beauty and charm, led to a career in television as well.
Well, it's Monday morning. I'm here at the Insider, and I'm just putting my lens on. And
for 8 years, Lisa hosted a live national television show called Court TV. She currently serves as a legal analyst for CBS News and the famed CNN News Channel. She also makes frequent guest appearances on popular American television programs such as Anderson Cooper 360, The Early Show, Dr. Phil, The Situation Room, Issues with Jane Velez Mitchell, and The Insider.
This is the newsroom.
As a respected legal mind, Ms. Bloom is in high demand to provide her opinions on matters involving the law on air.
Well, I'm a television legal analyst, so I work for CNN and CBS and some other shows. So I get called as needed, usually about 2, 3, or 4 shows a day. Some days I wake up at 2 a.m. to do the CBS Early Show, which is live at 4 a.m. Los Angeles time, 7 a.m. on the East Coast. Other days I do The Insider, which we tape at about 7 a.m., which means I get up at 5 to get there for 6 for hair and makeup. Today I got to sleep a little bit later, and in the morning I do my research. I read the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, and then I read in depth on whatever my topics are for the day. So today I'm about to go on Jane Velez Mitchell and talk about the roundup of wild horses in the American West. The Bureau of Land Management is rounding them up with helicopters. 77 have died already, mostly pregnant mares and foals. And so I'm going on air to talk about that and talk about why I think it's a terrible thing and why I think it's grounded in cattle ranching, because the land is being used more and more for cattle ranching, and that's why we're driving the beautiful wild horses off the land. So it seems to me that there is really no end to the sad consequences of meat production and meat consumption. This is just another sad example. Sometimes I pitch stories that are of interest to me. For example, California has proposed an animal registry, which would require people who abuse animals to register. I think that's a great idea. So I've been trying to get some attention to that, and I've pitched shows, which means I send emails to the producers of shows that I work on and say, I think this is a great story. I think we should cover it. Here's what I think we should do.
Lisa Bloom follows a plant-based diet for a number of reasons, including her compassion for all beings and the health benefits. She is also deeply concerned about climate change, which prominent scientists say is chiefly driven by the enormous amounts of greenhouse gases released during the cycle of producing and consuming animal products. Earlier in November, Ms. Bloom was invited by the World Preservation Foundation and Dodds as one of the distinguished speakers in the climate conference, Leaders Preserving Our Future, Pace and Priorities on Climate Change, held at the Central Hall Westminster in London, United Kingdom.
As we now know to a scientific certainty that animal production, confinement, and slaughter is destroying our Earth. How is it possible that climate change is still considered a debatable issue, one on which reasonable minds may differ, when the greatest convergence of top scientific minds in human history, the IPCC, has convened four times and told us in the clearest possible terms that climate change is real, it is upon us, and it is human-caused, and it is shaping up to be the worst humanitarian and ecological disaster in human history. Diet can no longer be a matter of private choice when the choice to buy meat and dairy products causes unspeakable cruelty to sentient beings, and when the choice is destroying our planet. Not only is vegan food the healthiest gift you can give your body, not only does it allow you to look in animals' eyes with compassion and without shame, vegan food is freaking delicious. Because concern about climate change is not just for the scientists and the politicians. The planet belongs to all of us.
Invited as the special guest of honor for the same conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared encouragement via video message, urging leaders and co-citizens alike to make courageous, earth-saving changes.
Now, some of us might question.
Amount of law enforcement. This is a one-sided release of evidence. 85% of cases settled before trial.
This is all the staff. We put together the whole show for ET and the other side.
I became vegetarian 32 years ago, and you know, if the facts had changed, maybe I would have changed. But instead, the facts changed even more in the direction of being vegetarian. There's just more and more evidence about the connection to climate change and human health and the damage to the animals. So it just made me even more strongly want to be vegetarian and ultimately become vegan.
Welcome back to Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television, featuring an interview with the vibrant Lisa Bloom, a vegan attorney and television legal analyst. Lisa promotes kindness to animals and believes that each life is precious. On many occasions, she has reported on factory farm abuses on television and cites the unconscionable practices of the animal agriculture industry as the prime reason she is vegan.
I do it because I don't want to sponsor animal cruelty. I don't want to give 1 cent to the horrible things that go on in factory farms and CAFOs and battery cages for chickens, and I just can't be a part of it. There's a reason why the factory farms are all enclosed and no one's allowed inside. There's a reason why they need that secrecy, because anytime anybody gets a camera inside, they find horrific cruelty. And it's not just PETA, it's not just animal rights people, anyone who goes inside and sneaks a camera in. So anyway, I think the reasons why people eat meat is, number one, ignorance, because they're not aware, or number two, denial, because it's much easier to go along with the crowd.
It has been found that vegans are healthier than the general population and live an average of 6 to 10 years longer than meat eaters. It is not surprising that the plant-based diet has helped Lisa Bloom maintain her excellent health.
people always ask me about vegetarianism is how it affects my health.
Yeah.
Which is good because I'm the healthiest person I know. I mean, I haven't been sick in 10 years, and even then I wasn't very sick. And when my kids were little and they'd come home with flus and coughs and runny noses, and I'd take care of them, and I didn't get sick. And you know, I run marathons, I climbed Kilimanjaro, I'm an extremely active person. I mean, I really am the healthiest person I know, by far.
We asked Lisa if she feels she has inspired others by following a vegan lifestyle.
I think I've had a lot of influence. You know, as you saw, I'm always posting on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm always on television talking about this. And, you know, I used to consider it more of a private choice, and I didn't want to proselytize. I read a book called The Life You Can Save by Peter Singer. He also happens to be vegan and an animal rights person, but this book wasn't about animal rights. It was about giving to charity. And he talks about how you should give publicly when you give. And people would think, well, I'll give them $100, but, you know, I don't want to call attention to myself because that's bragging. But in fact, you know, we're all influenced by the choices that everybody around us makes. And if you give in a more public way, you're going to influence people around you who didn't know that you were giving your money to this cause and that it's important to you, and now they're aware of that cause. So I thought he had a good point. So after I read that book, I started to be more public about the things that I do, which also includes I give to a lot of school organizations to educate third world girls. And anyway, about animals, to talk more publicly about being vegan. And I'll say to people, why don't you just try it one day a week? You know, we try to drag them in a little bit. Why don't you try one day a week, or try two meals a day, breakfast and lunch, go vegetarian. Yeah. See how that goes. I know Paul McCartney has Meatless Mondays, mm-hmm. or something that he advocates. And people have said, that's a good idea. I think I could do that. Or, you know, I'll post a recipe for some delicious vegan pumpkin bread, or, you know, try to be positive about it. So I think definitely, I know my boyfriend is almost entirely vegan because of me. My daughter, my kids are both vegetarian. So I've had some effect.
Wow. Lisa sure presents a convincing case to adopt the planet-pleasing, plant-based diet. Please join us next Saturday on Vegetarian Elite for the conclusion of our two-part series on the beautiful and brilliant Miss Lisa Bloom. We'll hear her views on compassion for animals and respect for all life, and learn how she gifts peace. To stay up to date with Lisa Bloom, visit www.lisabloom.com. Search Lisa Bloom on facebook.com, or follow her at www.twitter.com/LisaBloom. Esteemed viewers, thank you for your company today on our program. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. May kindness always prevail in your life.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.